All right, we got a brand new fishing report coming at you right now. Hey, Leaf, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going, Don? I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good, good. So we've been kind of in a long holding pattern with the weather, but it's going to be warming up here, and I'm guessing the lakes maybe had a little bit of an extension on the type of fishing available.
Yeah, put the chill back on them. It's definitely manic spring weather, but the type you should expect. It hasn't been that cold. It's been raining, though, enough to bring the river back up a little bit. But this sort of rise in the river won't last long, though. As far as the lakes go, gave them a chance to cool down, like we were saying. And now it'll be able to go right back through that kind of early spring warm-up. And, I anticipate some really good damsel hatches. That's definitely a bug you can count on. Maybe some calabatus hatches still. Mm-hmm. But I anticipate this will be the big damsel hatch that's coming up here of the spring.
Okay.
And so, most lakes that... are good for that. Any of these lakes around here in the lowland, Twin Lakes, Davis Lake, those warmer lakes. And then Cougar might be a little different story.
Okay. So lakes, pretty much what you'd expect, but it is going to be changing on us. The river, though, I'm wondering what's going on there. I mean, clearly high water, but what's it fishing like?
Oh, man, I got out the other day with a couple of guys in my boat, and we were running it at about 5,300, which is usually just unspeakable for me. But I've just been seeing some good pockets. I've been fishing them. And I think it's because of the overall temperature of the air and water. Those fish are ready to bite. They're hungry already. I've been having quite a lot of luck. We were able to hook into 7 or 8 fish in just one small pocket. One of which took my client right into the backing, and he had an incredible time trying to land that fish. In the end, snapped him off, but I think that was just sort of a learning experience for him.
Well, didn't we have a talk here since our last fishing report about a crew you took out, a crew of clients, and you had a real unique experience.
Yeah, it started with that fish. Which we never saw. We were set up on a stimulator with a dropper. The dropper was a Copper John. So I had been seeing this big cutthroat there. I really think it was probably that big cutthroat, and maybe just a little bigger than I thought he was, because that pole and the line were more than equipped to take him. But I think what happened is he got into the current and just took off downstream on us, and we never could turn him back. And later on downstream, we were running our nymph rigs. It was raining, so we were down a bit deeper. And the guy hooked into about a 10-inch whitefish, and then all of a sudden that 10-inch whitefish got attacked by an absolutely huge bull trout. Yeah. And when he pulled the whitefish out of the water, by his surprise, the bull trout followed suit to jump out of the water almost 2.5 feet, backflip, gnashing his teeth, really wanting to take that fish back from him. And I felt pretty bad when we had to release that stunned little whitefish. I tried to kind of toss him over into the other side of the pocket, but man, I don't know how long his life expectancy was there.
That's the story. Yeah, it's kind of a Moby Dick tale for those guys, I'm sure.
Well, and I told him, when he lost the first one that day getting spooled, it's what I call, and I've said before, getting Ahabbed. He got the same treatment Captain Ahab did in the past, and his great white whale is out there haunting him, I told him. And, some people are pretty satisfied just to get a chance at a fish like that, To have loved and lost is better than to have never loved at all, So, that system... it is generally set up to just really, I'm working deep with that system, but trying to only raise the attention of the fish that those bugs are suited for. So that one, I usually run myself 12 to, even 14 feet of leader, which can be kind of long and unwieldy for some of these people without as much experience on it. And so I'll cut that down to 10, 12 feet, depending on how they're doing. I usually start down to my middle bug, which is Copper John a lot of times, Zug bug, or a Bloody Mary. Size 12-ish, and I try to run about a 6-pound tippet to there, and then beneath that bug, I'll put on a slightly heavier but still small stone fly, golden stone, black or peacock will work really well. Just try to keep those really small in the 12 to 10. You can put 2 to 3 beads on them to make up for the weight that they would have if they were bigger.
Yeah.
And to that one, from the middle bug, I run about a 5-pound tippet. So if any of these links break, that fish will only have one bug in its mouth. It's not going to have one weight of line that'll snap who knows where. This way I can, you know, figure out where and put a weaker link in there so that if a fish does break it off, they really only have one bug stuck in their lip, which will shake out pretty quick.
Well, I'm sure some people followed you on that, and some people are going, what the hell is he talking about? But if people do get confused, of course they can go fishing with you.
Oh, you bet. Thing. You bet. You can definitely take a trip, you know, come and check in with the guys at the Carlton General there or at the Mount Gardner, and we'll get you booked into a trip. You know, we're coming up on this next week is going to be about 90 degrees average every day, so I anticipate, you know, just throwing those nymph rigs in the closet, which I like to do until steelhead season, put those all dry fly rigs on, and it's just going to be exciting next week on that river. So I really would encourage people to get out there, whether it's with us or just by yourselves. Don't let any excuses stop you. Yeah. If you have any questions on how to set up these rigs or even firsthand, you know, Greg or Jeff can tie these rigs up so you see how to do them. You can go you can buy new rigs to get ready for this next season. Jeff and Greg have the TFO rods at their shop still. If you buy any of those rods through the end of this month, it's coming up quick, you'll get a free NXT reel. So you'll be ready to go. They can show you how to rig them and even give you some ideas as to where to fish.
Yeah, those are the Fly Fishers Pro Shops. They're in the lobby of the Mount Gardner Inn and then at the Carlton General Store. Hey, man, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely, Don. Anytime. Hey, everybody, have fun out there. Fish on.